Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be cloudy. We'll have a high near 13 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it is 6 above, feels like 8 below on the wind chill side. In Burlington, it is plus 5. In Milwaukee at this hour, we are looking at a temperature reading of 4 degrees above zero. And in Racine, it is also 4 degrees. The Southwest Side Racine Kmart store in the High Ridge Center shopping complex off 21st Street and South Green Bay Road, one of 108 company stores around the country, going to be closed this spring by parent company Sears. The Sears store in Kenosha's Pershing Plaza, though, is not going to be affected. The Business Insider published the entire list of Kmart stores and the 42 Sears stores targeted for closure. Now, the Sears store in Regency Mall, of course, closed, and the Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Caledonia's Green Tree Shopping Center, that's going to stay open. The only remaining Racine area store, the Kmart in Kenosha on 52nd Street, is also not affected by this. Kmart's closure on the southwest side of Racine going to leave only Home Depot in the High Ridge Shopping Center, named after the county's High Ridge Healthcare Center, which was torn down and then the Ridgewood Care Center built on the opposite side of Regency Mall. Kenosha City Council last night defeating a proposal to regulate home sharing, such as Airbnb. It's a proposed ordinance that had been under review for nearly 2 months, having undergone several revisions. Mary Matthews was one of just two people to speak in favor of it. So there's been a problem in her neighborhood with an Airbnb, and she noted that no business operates with zero regulation.
My rights as a homeowner are not infinite or absolute. There are things I cannot do in my own home as a homeowner. I can't bake a batch of cupcakes tomorrow morning and start selling them out of my kitchen window. I can't keep livestock in my yard. There are reasons for these. There are health and safety concerns, and there is a quality of life issue for the whole neighborhood. The Airbnbs come to that issue.
Alderman Jan Makowski, who was the chief sponsor of the ordinance, said he had heard from an Airbnb representative who supported the proposal, and he criticized the notion that it would hurt tourism.
By licensing them, do we somehow inhibit or hurt tourism in the city? Do we make the city less welcoming to people who visit? I don't think so. Yet these home sharing situations offer essentially or similarly the same product. They offer a place to sleep, a place to stay for a fee, for a price. Why should they be exempt from being licensed?
Alderman Anthony Kennedy said that proposal was about being a good neighbor. Kevin Matheson likened it to throwing a boulder at a bird. There was more than an hour of debate on this issue last night. Kenosha council members finally defeating it on an 11-5 vote. Racine Mayor John Dickert says he is going to miss former Police Chief Richard Polzin's warm smile and his dedication to the city of Racine, talking about Polzin's death from a heart attack Tuesday. Chief Polzin brought the community policing model to Racine, including the creation of the COP houses in various neighborhoods. It's been credited with reducing crime rates. Mayor Dickert, childhood friends with the Polzin family, saying the chief's passing, he was really passionate about this city and he loved the people.
So whenever we'd get together and talk, it was always about what's going on, how are things going, and I really enjoyed that about him. And, you know, every time I saw him, he had a warm smile on his face. And you can't have asked for anything more than that from somebody who had, you know, dedicated their lives to the city.
Polzin rose through the ranks from a patrol officer to becoming the chief in 1992, then retiring in 2000, but continuing in a leadership role to help law enforcement with the Racine Community Outpost. That is the nonprofit that owns and operates the COP houses, including the one recently established in Mount Pleasant. 20-year-old Racine man accused of slamming his vehicle into a city of Racine garbage truck, killing DPW employee Mark Gates, bound over for trial after a preliminary hearing in Racine Circuit Court. Benjamin Bell entered the not guilty plea to charges of homicide by the negligent operation of a vehicle and first-degree reckless endangerment of safety. Witness statements to police had Bell's car speeding and weaving in and out of traffic on Washington Avenue before hitting the truck and pinning Gates against it while he was collecting the recyclables for the city. Bell's attorney, though, claiming in court there was no evidence Bell was driving recklessly before the accident. Court Commissioner Alice Rudebush rejecting that argument and ordering Bell to stand trial February 3rd, his next court date. And in Washington County Circuit Court, a determination could be made this afternoon if a mid-month jury trial will go against a 48-year-old woman from Caledonia. She's accused there of stealing more than $144,000 from a Germantown heating and cooling business. Jennifer Wilms charged with one felony count of theft in a business setting. She reportedly stole the money from her employer between January of 2010 and September of 2015, allegedly used the funds to pay her cell phone bill, buy appliances, and cover a gambling habit. She remains free on signature bond. She's reportedly been making payments to that former employer. Racine Unified School Board member Don Nielsen decided not to seek re-election this spring after serving the district for 11 years. Said he originally had planned to just do one term running because he was concerned about the condition of the district's schools and other buildings. Says now that the facilities referendum passed and progress is being made to build new schools and upgrade others, it was time for him to end his service. Says he's proud of the wide variety of people who supported his tenure on the board.
When I first ran, I think I was the first school board candidate to be endorsed by both RAMAC and the REA. And I was very, very proud of that. I think the teachers and the community together, you know, are a good team and can really, you know, bring the district forward.
Nielsen believes that the new academies in the district's high schools are a huge opportunity for the students. Nielsen planning to stay busy after his term ends this spring, including spreading the word about guide dogs and the guide dog lifestyle for the visually impaired. His board term has included co-board member Mack, and right now it's Conway. After 42 years with the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, serving under seven sheriffs, Chief Deputy Chuck Smith's career celebrated with a ceremony at the courthouse yesterday. Smith, who has served as chief deputy for the past 23 years, officially retired on Tuesday of this week. He said he could have retired earlier, but the work was his passion. He said the work of law enforcement officers, it's become increasingly complicated over the years.
It's gotten a lot tougher on the cops on the street, and you have to really be in tune to what's going on. It wasn't that way when I started. There was no training. You just rode with somebody, and that's where you learned your training, and that was it.
Sheriff David Bent said during his 14 years as sheriff, Smith had helped him to keep the department on an even keel. Moving forward, he's going to miss the laughter that Smith provided. Dozens of current and former colleagues, along with county staff members, family, and friends, attended the ceremony. Mark Levin is the new chief deputy in Kenosha County. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News. Yes, sir.